Good morning. Welcome to .fm News This Morning. Today is the 16th of April, 2011. It is now 8:30 a.m. here in New York City right now. As we're taping this, here now is the top of the international news. 5 foreign troops and 5 Afghan soldiers are killed in an attack on a base in eastern Afghanistan. An Iraqi immigrant in the United States has been jailed for killing Westernized daughter by running her over in a car. 3 men are arrested over the 1969 murder of a teenager in the United States of in the U.S. state of Massachusetts. Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika says the constitution will be amended to strengthen democracy following months of protests. Syrian security forces in the capital of Damascus used tear gas and the batons to disperse the largest reported protest in a month of unrest. In business news, finance ministers and central bankers from the G20 agreed a set of indicative guidelines to measure potential risks to the global economy. Bank of America Merrill Lynch reports a 38% decline in profits for the first 3 months of the year due to heavy losses on residential mortgages. Greece has announced plans to sell 50 billion euros of state assets in the bid to get its finances back on track. Rising food and gasoline prices push the annual rate of U.S. inflation up from 2.1% in March to 2.1% in February to 2.7% in March. Ford is expanding its recall of one of the top-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup, to include nearly 1.2 million trucks. And the Sony Corporation is considering shutting down some of its premises in Japan because of the ongoing power shortages. A comparative study now in health and science and environment news. A comparative study of the eye parts of dinosaur fossils and modern-day lizards and birds suggests some dinosaurs hunted at night. Air pollution is damaging 60% of Europe's prime wildlife sites in meadows, forests, and heaths, a team of scientists warns. A long-standing idea that languages share universal features dictated by human brain structure is now cast into doubt. And the exact chemical recipe of stale beer is elucidated, and researchers suggest simple ways to prevent a fresh taste of beer degrading. In health news, now, a doctor says that more than 1,000 patients in the United Kingdom with advanced pancreatic cancer have joined the trial using a vaccine to treat the disease. A gene linked to premature births has been discovered, scientists in the U.S. and Finland say. Shrinkage in parts of the brain of some Alzheimer's patients can be detected up to a decade before symptoms appear, a small study shows. The World Health Organization says that some 7,000 stillbirths occur globally every day, with the poorest nations continuing to suffer the most, a report in The Lancet suggests. And Oscar-winning actress Catherine Zeta-Jones received treatments for bipolar disorder after her husband Michael Douglas' battle with throat cancer. And now, a weather update. Deadly storms producing large hail, destructive winds, and tornadoes are ravaging the southeast this morning. The same system is eyeing the popular Interstate 95 corridor from Washington, D.C., to Jacksonville, Florida, with more powerful, dangerous boomers later today. Tornado watches continue from the Florida Panhandle to much of Georgia. And that is .fm News This Morning.